All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. Greg qualified number one after his run from Friday of 6:55 with a three. And Greg, 10th number one qualifier in 15 races. Obviously, the task at hand is to get wins. But reflecting on that, 10 number ones in 15 races, that's got to feel pretty good.
It is. It's been awesome. I've just had a great, great car all year long. I don't know how else to say it. My guys have done a fantastic job, and they've given me a horse to win every race I've been to. And unfortunately, I haven't handled that horse that well at some races, but I hope I'm going to tomorrow. I really hope today. Tomorrow's my day. I love racing at the Motorplex. It's been great to me over all these years, and it's a great Pro Stock track. It's a great racetrack, and you know you don't have struggles with your race car. You don't struggle to make clean runs, and we love that. So we had a little hiccup today. We didn't do a great job today, but I'm okay with that. I know we'll be great tomorrow. And after all the great runs in a row, I guess we were due one or two. So had a small hiccup today and broke apart on the first run. Didn't get to make the run, but that's okay. We're in good shape for tomorrow. We're right where we want to be. And as I said, once again, I've got a great horse to go and ride tomorrow. And hopefully I can find the finish line four times.
Were you pleased with the last run to kind of close out qualifying after the mishap there?
It wasn't bad. Obviously, missing the morning run, screwed us up a little bit. I needed that for the tune-up for tonight. But so we missed a little bit on the tune-up tonight, but that's okay. We still got 2 points. Can I sit here and whine about only being number two for the session? No, absolutely not. So, still a great day and a great weekend so far. And we did gain little points, bonus points on all of our competition this weekend. So qualifying a success. We're where we want to be. We're at the top of the heap and set right where we want to be and ready to go to Lockhorns tomorrow.
Was it the broke engine drive line?
I broke a rocker arm in the engine, which is just a freak deal. I don't know if it was just time out on that part. It was just time for it to break or something happened and the engine sneezed or whatever wrong and it got the rocker arm, but broke a rocker arm on the burnout and wasn't able to make the run. So easy fix, thank God, and we're right back where we need to be.
Tomorrow, do you feel the intensity of the countdown? Do you feel that points race and gunning for that and all that's on the line right now?
There's no question. It's extra pressure, but that's good. I like that. I like pressure. It's probably what I need at my age. I need a little jump start in my heart and to get a little bit adrenaline flowing. That's good for me. So for me to go up there and be completely relaxed sometimes, that's not great. I like to get those feelings that I used to have when I was young and starting out at this deal where you'd get nervous and you'd get excited and the adrenaline would flow. I think I need that, so I'm excited to race tomorrow. I think everything about this weekend's been great so far, but tomorrow to get a win and break that record, and if I get that win tomorrow, obviously we'll leave here with a point lead. So that's the goal, and we've set the table perfectly so far. See if we can deal the hand we're dealt.
Do you feel like it's ever never ending? Because first it's Ty Warren Johnson, then it's past Warren Johnson. Now it's going to be 100. So do you think it's like never ending?
It is, but that's the way it's been, the entire career. You're only as good as your last win, and you show up at the next race, and everybody forgets what went on in the past or what you've done in the past. It's all about what you can do for me today, what you can do today and tomorrow. So it's the same right now. It's a right-now sport, and I've got to get up on the wheel right now, which means tomorrow. And nobody cares about how many wins I got or how many I could end up with or if I got a chance to win a championship. Who can do the best job tomorrow? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Share your ice cream.